This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day that falls right within the season of light. Now, wait a minute. You're saying the season of light, winter season, we have less light than we do the rest of the year. Oh, yeah, but right at that solstice point, we actually begin getting more light, bit by bit by bit. It grows. That's one of the themes of light being so much part of the Christmas holiday and of the Hanukkah holiday, the recently concluded. So how is NASA celebrating? They're sending a gigantic and extremely expensive and deeply sophisticated space telescope. The James Webb Space Telescope is going to be launched into space next week. It's going up on the 22nd. And one of the things it may succeed in doing, Steve Meyer informs us, is getting a glimpse of some of the earliest light in the universe right after the Big Bang that started the whole thing. Steve, this is an incredible story, and I had heard little about it, and I'm really glad you're giving people a chance to share in some of this excitement.
It's an extremely important NASA initiative, and it's the rocket will be launched next week on the 22nd. It'll be taking off from French Guiana on the back of an Ariane 5. The telescope will be hosted there. It's the James Webb Space Telescope. Not named for the Virginia senator and former Secretary of Navy, but rather a former head of NASA. But in any case, it's going to be looking for light coming from the very first galaxies. The galaxies that would have formed about 13.5 billion years ago, about 300,000 years after the Big Bang. So this is the first visible light that would be emanating from anything in the universe. And it's an extremely exciting venture, first of all, to be able to see that far back into time, but also if the light reveals the signature that the astronomers are looking for, it could provide further and very dramatic confirmation of the Big Bang theory with its idea of an expanding universe.
Okay, you look for the confirmation, and from what I understand, that confirmation is what they call the red shift, that this light, with being so ancient from, 14 billion years ago, that light would have this red shift signature? What does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. So if you think of a familiar phenomenon like a train receding from us, and a train maybe with a whistle, the pitch of the whistle on the train will drop as the sound waves are stretched out. It's called the Doppler shift. Well, the same thing happens with light. As light from a distant galaxy moves away from us, the light will get stretched out, the light waves will get stretched out, and the longer wavelengths in the spectrum of light correspond to a redder color. And this was one of the key evidences that allowed astronomers to determine that the universe was expanding back in the 1920s. They realized that as they were viewing the night sky, this was the work of Edwin Hubble and one of his colleagues at Caltech named Humason and an earlier astronomer named Vesto Slipher. As they viewed these galactic objects in the night sky, the light coming from them was shifted in the red direction of the electromagnetic spectrum, indicating that the light was being stretched out and the galaxies were receding away. And that has been a pretty close to universal observation of galaxies in the night sky since then. And that has confirmed the idea of an expanding universe. If the galaxies are being pushed out and moving away, that implies that space itself is expanding and expanding outward from ultimately a beginning point. If it's expanding in the forward direction of time, if we back that up in our mind's eye, any successive point in the past the galaxies would have been getting closer and closer and closer together. Space would have become more and more and more tightly compacted and curved, and eventually you'd reach a limiting case where you couldn't back extrapolate anymore. And that point marks the beginning of the expansion and arguably also the beginning of the universe. So this red shift, the stretching out of light, was a key clue to the expansion of the universe in the forward direction of time from a definite beginning in the reverse direction of time.
Okay, all of this is so fascinating, and it's the kind of material that, Steve, you provide at the Center for Science and Culture of the Discovery Institute right here in Seattle. And, I mean, people should pay attention to this. It's going to take a while. This project that we're talking about the James Webb Space Telescope, it's a $10 billion project?
$10 billion, that's the cost of the telescope. I have no idea how much more money is being spent on the launch and the maintenance of the great device. But what's exciting about it, of course, Michael, is the ability to see that far back into time. That light should be, as an astronomer, NASA astronomer told me yesterday on the phone, the light coming from these very dim, very ancient galaxies, the first ones to form, should be uber redshifted. It should be massively stretched out. And what this new telescope enables us to do is see light of that kind. It's set up to detect light in the infrared range of the spectrum. It's not that light is actually not visible to the human eye, but it can be detected by this telescope. If they detect that, it will show that even at the very furthest reaches from us out into space, that the universe is expanding. One of the key ideas of Hubble was that the farther something is away, the faster it's receding, and therefore the greater that red shift should be. And that's what the evidence showed. So it gives you a picture of something like a balloon being blown up, where the things at the edge are expanding faster than things in the middle. And this would be light coming from the edge of the visible universe, and it should be therefore uber redshifted, and this telescope can detect that.
Okay, one of the things that's interesting here is, does there any estimate that exists that matter, stuff, physical reality might have existed before light existed?
Well, there is a fairly well worked out cosmological model of the early universe, and it in just after the Big Bang, and the idea of the Big Bang is not that there was space and time existing eternally back into the past, but rather that space and time themselves came into existence at that beginning point, as did matter and energy. But soon thereafter, there was a plasma state where things were so hot that even atoms couldn't form, and then eventually hydrogen atoms formed. And then there was a period after that where hydrogen atoms were absorbing light so well that there was no visible light anywhere else in the galaxies. But eventually we formed larger atoms, and then under force of gravitation, they were able to congeal into galaxies. And the light that the Webb telescope is looking for is the light coming from those very first galaxies.
Okay, what's fascinating about this is that it corresponds. You cite Arno Penzias, who's, I believe, a Nobel Prize winner, is a very well-known physicist, who says that what people know now about the Big Bang and about this light they're looking for really conforms, shockingly, to the biblical account, which is a biblical account from the book of Genesis that basically everything was formless and void. It was tohu vavohu is the Hebrew designation. And then God created light. So it's extraordinary that some 14 billion years later, human beings may have some glimpse from a very long distance of what that life means. Steve Meyer is the author of the book, The Return of the God Hypothesis. And this is one of the reasons the God Hypothesis has returned. Subtitle for the book is Three Discoveries That Reveal the Mind Behind the Universe. What else might be revealed by some of this current research involving this space telescope and more? We'll get back to that with more with Steve Meyer of the Discovery Institute coming up.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to that perfect light.
Very appropriate to go back to look at the New Testament account of three kings from the Orient, or three wise men. however you see it and you understand it, who are following light. Because we're talking about some of the earliest light, the creation of light, which came maybe immediately after the creation of the universe as we know it. And I'm speaking to Steve Meyer of Discovery Institute, which is always a pleasure, but particularly a pleasure on this holiday season. The idea of a Big Bang, people I think are sometimes misled by the name. What the whole Big Bang theory comes down to, right, is just that the universe has a beginning. It hasn't always been here. It has a beginning, and we kind of know that because the galaxies and the light and everything that we see in the universe seems to be moving outward, getting further and further away. So what does the idea that the universe has a beginning, how does that support what you call the return of the God hypothesis? Why does a universe with a beginning mean that there must be a God?
A great question, Michael. The current cosmological model that we have, and which is now pretty well established, and it keeps being confirmed by new evidences in observational astronomy as well as developments in theoretical physics, suggests that the universe, the physical universe of matter, time, space, and energy, began a finite time ago. Now, if you want to explain the origin of the universe in materialistic terms, that presents a great problem, because it's matter and energy that begin to exist at the beginning, before which there was no matter and energy to do the causing, if you will. Scientific materialism as a worldview has long held that the universe itself, the physical universe, is eternal and self-existent, in the same way that Jews and Christians have always thought of God as the I am that I am, the eternal self-existent thing from which everything else comes. So there's been this great contest of ideas in the West between theism, on the one hand, which holds that God is the eternal self-existent thing, and materialism, which has held that matter and energy are the things from which everything else comes and which have been here from eternity past. The new cosmology suggests that the matter and energy had a beginning point before which some other type of cause would be necessary to explain the origin of the universe, a cause which transcends the domains of matter, space, time, and energy, and also has the power to initiate a great change of state from nothing to everything that exists. That suggests a volitional act. So I don't argue that the existence of God can be proven in a deductive sense, but rather it provides the best explanation for the evidence that we have. It's an inference to an explanation that is better than any of the other competing explanations offered by other competing worldviews.
Now, I know that there are probably some people who are listening to this out there who just heard me mention that this one space telescope, the James Webb Space Telescope, that's going to be launched on December 22nd, coming right up, is costing $10 billion. That's $10,000 million. Is that all government money, or is it coming from various sources?
I'm confident it's mostly coming from the NASA budget, which is our tax dollars at work. There was quite actually, in one of the articles I read about the telescope in the popular press, there was quite a thread of debate about whether it was worth spending that money or not. The money's been spent, so from my standpoint, it's incredibly fascinating what they're looking for, because you mentioned the quote from Arno Penzias, where he says, the best data we have are exactly what I would have predicted if I had nothing to go on but the first five books of Moses, the Psalms, and the Bible as a whole. Penzias discovered what's called the cosmic background radiation, which was the very first radiation that existed even before the light coming from the galaxies. But I talked yesterday to a cosmologist, Frank Tipler, from Tulane University, and he noted that there's not only a confirmation of the God hypothesis, but also the sequence of events in the Genesis account. I think this is part of what Penzias was alluding to. He told me that Genesis tells us that there was a beginning, and after the beginning, that light was the first created thing, and that's exactly what modern astrophysics has confirmed, and that's what's presupposed in this whole investigation with the new telescope.
Okay, that in terms of what else, because I know this is not the first big money that we've spent on space telescopes. We have others. You mentioned the Hubble Space Telescope. What is the potential benefit to the United States? Because right now there are a lot of people, and it's a conservative value after all, that you spend money on things that are going to be valuable. And this is fascinating in terms of philosophical investigations of the nature of the universe, but is there any practical benefit possible from these space telescopes for the people of America?
Well, we've always placed a value in this country on pure research because of what pure scientific research can sometimes lead to, both economically and in our general awareness of the reality around us. And the space program has always been controversial because people wonder, well, you know, what do we really get out of the moon launch and so forth. There have very often been unintended technological benefits from breaking through technological barriers with pure scientific research related to space. So I don't think there's a specific such consequence that's currently anticipated, but there have been many unintended benefits from this type of research. Whether or not in the big scheme of things, with the big deficits we're running and the inflation and all that, this was money well spent right now, I don't know. But I remember when my son was young, he spilled some milk, and then he started laughing. He said, since it happened anyway, we may as well enjoy it. Since the money's been spent, as a scientist, I can't help but enjoy the fruits of this investigation, or the likely fruits of this investigation. Is going to tell us something about one of life's great mysteries, which is how we all got here and how the universe itself began.
Okay, last question, Steve Meyer. You spend your life really on investigating things like the origins of the universe, the design of living things. Why is that so important and compelling? Well, I guess you just gave that answer, and I use up the time for another question. But there are other questions. The reason it's so important is because it's about who and what we are. Steve Meyer, Dr. Steve Meyer, author of The Return of the God Hypothesis, the director of the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute. Go to michaelmedved.com to read more about his crucial work. Coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top AAA official is admitting Americans are ready to hit the road this holiday season after being stuck at home last year. The Auto Club predicting 109 million travelers will drive or fly during the Christmas and New Year's period. That's a 34% increase from last year and just below the 119 million who got out in 2019 before the pandemic hit. On Friday, the White House COVID response team held a briefing where CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the Omicron virus is on its way to becoming a dominant variant in the United States.
Omicron is increasing rapidly, and we expect it to become the dominant strain in the United States, as it has in other countries in the coming weeks.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the Big Bang, there was maybe a little bang of exploded expectations for a speech that was intended to help the Biden administration get back its mojo. Big speech this morning that took place at the University, South Carolina State University. Now, South Carolina State University is not the University of South Carolina. It's actually an HBCU. It's a historically black university. And President Biden spoke to the graduates, and he was obviously in good spirits. But it's increasingly difficult to try to decipher some of his large and significant statements and some of his ceremonial speeches. Like a commencement speech, I mean, you have a chance to prepare, you have a teleprompter, but these are some real questions that are raised by the president's address this morning. First of all, speaking to the black graduates of a historically black university, President Biden claimed credit for some major achievements that he really didn't have much to do with. This is clip one.
I got started in politics because of the civil rights movement. I noticed some of you were looking, and I thought you were wondering, how does he know the black national anthem? Well, because I sat in a black church after going to 7 o'clock mass, I've been a practicing Catholic. At 10 o'clock on the east side, get ready to go out, and they segregate restaurants and movie theaters.
Okay, he's done this before, that he has desegregated restaurants and movie theaters. Now, he supported those activities when he was early in politics. He got elected the first time in the U.S. Senate in 1972. So when he says he got started in politics by desegregating restaurants and movie theaters, that happened, most of it, before the Civil Rights Bill of 1964. Anyway, he then went on to make have a tough time with names. And there was one name that was important to the themes of his speech that he really struggled with. Listen, clip 17.
On police reform, I share the frustration. And I know the family well, George Family Justice Act, the Policing Act. I know the family well.
The George family? That's what he's talking about? Can we hear that again? Is that because I don't, it's just a struggle here. Clip 17.
On police reform, I share the frustration. And I know the family well, George Family Justice Act, the Policing Act. I know the family well.
Okay, it's the George Floyd Family Justice and Policing Act. And then making another mistake, not this time not with a name, but with a title. And this could be really embarrassing. This is clip two.
All kidding aside, of course, President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
It's Vice President Harris. And to the best of my knowledge, he has not endorsed her even implicitly for the presidency of the United States. That would be a very controversial and unpopular thing to do, by the way. Then he said this before and never really explained it. Let's see if you can figure it out. It's a clip 10.
What did we learn? We learned there's no difference between a black entrepreneur and a white entrepreneur in success, except the black entrepreneur usually doesn't have a lawyer, usually doesn't have someone who is going to be there, an accountant, to get it all set up. Their idea is as profound, but the help is missing.
The reason that black entrepreneurs have set back or have been behind, had a tough time to compete. I think it's safe to say that black entrepreneurs have faced specific problems of racism in getting loans, for instance, in lots of other aspects, but they couldn't get a lawyer. The idea that someone today practicing law would dare to face serious legal consequences by denying services to someone because of the color of his or her skin, not likely to happen. And then there's this prediction for the future, which we're talking about profound things like space telescopes and trying to find light that is 14 billion years old. Well, Biden has a more immediate prediction for the next 20 years. Listen, this is clip three.
Because of the incredible change in science and technology, you're going to see us traveling commercially in the next 20 years at 12, 15,000 miles an hour, subsonic speeds, supersonic speed.
And by the way, that's going to be the super fast trains that he's going to build, is it? There is no one, futurist or scientist at all who would predict that we're going to be traveling commercially at 12 to 15,000 miles an hour. It's not going to happen. They even had to retire the SST, the supersonic transport, meaning going above 700 miles an hour. So 12 to 15,000 miles an hour? Not vaguely possible. And then on voting rights, during a commencement address, you'd like something a little bit less partisan, but here's the president near his conclusion, clip 16.
We've supported Democrats fighting for voting rights bills since day one of our administration, making sure that we have unanimous support among Democrats in the Senate, which we do. But each and every time it gets to be brought up, the other team blocks the ability even to start to discuss it. That other team. It used to be called the Republican Party. But this battle's not over. We must pass the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. We must. We're going to keep up the fight until we get it done. And you're going to keep up the fight, and we need your help badly.
Okay. Again, not quite traditional. At a college commencement to talk about going forth into the world to destroy the other team that used to be called the Republican Party. That other team, I mean, every team, America's team, is concerned about what happens next with the pandemic and with coping with the Omicron variant, which is definitely spreading across the country. And one of the reasons the market had a terrible day, another terrible day, is because people are very worried about the Omicron virus. It's going to make a difference in the United States, even if the reassuring news that the symptoms are less serious may hold up. We'll get the very latest on that issue and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams.
Okay, the song is called I'll Be Home from Christmas. Obviously, Bob Dylan had the idea that it was about a homeless guy. I mean, I'll be home for Christmas, you know, somebody's going to find me a tiny house to live in, something like that. But seriously, what visual image comes to mind when you hear Bob Dylan singing that 1943 classic? And by the way, the song was directed at some of the millions of Americans. And it literally was millions. There are 16 million men who wore the uniform and served the armed forces during World War II for the United States alone. And we're talking about people in military uniform dreaming of coming home, but this doesn't suggest that at all. You can't imagine somebody trying to go to sleep in a barracks or actually in a campground advancing through Europe after D-Day. No, you can't imagine that at all. What you think about here is a guy with an open bottle in one hand and maybe a couple of other people with a little fire that they've made in the park where they're staying. And basically, it's... Let's get the climax.
In my dream.
Okay, and I hope you see a social worker. That's, believe it or not, Bob Dylan, Nobel Prize winner. And yeah, and that might actually be with a chorus of police officers behind him singing on key. And that, by the way, is one of the sort of sad songs for Christmas that America loves. And that mystery of why America loves those sad songs is one of the things I write about in our free newsletter. You can get it at michaelmedved.com. And we'll be talking about it, I'm sure, in some capacity as the season unfolds. But it's a fascinating consideration. And it's amazing how many of the cherished songs that are so much a part of the Christmas season, beginning with White Christmas, which is the top-selling single song in human history. It's pretty amazing. I'll tell you what else is amazing is the prospect of the future, and I want to play it again because there's actually a response to it, very sympathetic response to part of what Biden is saying here. This was Joe Biden this morning and delivering his inspiring commencement address at South Carolina State University. Listen.
Because of the incredible change in science and technology. You're going to see us traveling commercially in the next 20 years at 12,000-15,000 miles an hour. Subsonic speeds, supersonic speed.
I mean, you're not going to see that. Keep going. 12,000-15,000 miles an hour? Really? Okay, Jim Garrity wrote about another similar comment, and this is Jim Garrity in National Review. Another similar comment that Biden made about trains that he's going to have going faster than airplanes. And he promises. And we're going to be traveling 15,000 miles an hour within 20 years without gas? Well, planes are going to be nuclear powered? In any event, in another sales pitch for his infrastructure plan, Biden said, what we're really doing is raising the bar on what we can imagine. Imagine a world where you and your family can travel coast to coast without a single tank of gas or on a high-speed train close to as fast as you can go across the country in a plane. This is almost physically impossible, say the scientists. Even if we make the most optimistic assessments about advances in rail technology, commercial airliners usually travel 550 to 580 miles an hour. So Biden is talking about multiplying by 30 times the speed of current airplanes. A train that is being tested by Central Japan Railway Company hit a top speed of 374 miles per hour. It's not yet in commercial use. When it is operational, the company plans for it to have a maximum operating speed of 310 miles an hour. But right now, the bullet trains in Japan operate at about 200 miles an hour. That's about 40 to 50 miles per hour faster than Amtrak's Acela trains. France has a train that has hit a top speed of 357 miles an hour. In other words, what Biden envisions and implicitly is promising is a train that goes across the United States continent, the U.S. continent, at an average speed that is 47% faster than the top speed of the fastest prototype train that exists anywhere in the world. Some other complications. No matter how hard President Biden tries, he cannot veto and Congress cannot repeal the laws of physics. Trains going extremely fast build up a lot of force. A force equals mass times acceleration, and they have to be extremely careful on curves. And airplanes that are going to be traveling commercially at 15,000 miles an hour, I think if you ask some medical experts, your face melts. I mean, you basically, if you're traveling 15,000 miles an hour on a commercial plane, first of all, why would you need to? I mean, how far are you going to fly? 15,000 miles is, that's further than the distance to Hawaii, much further. It's five times the distance to Hawaii. So what is the point of getting on a plane where your face is going to melt and you're going to decompose and die to get to Hawaii in 10 minutes? Okay. It's an inspiring vision. And you remember that George Herbert Walker Bush, they used to ridicule him because he lacked the vision thing. He didn't inspire people like Ronald Reagan, his predecessor, did, because he lacked the vision thing. Is this Joe Biden's grab for the vision thing, talking about trains and airplanes? Yeah.
His brain is gone.
And, that's not even nice to say about the president in this, in this situation. This has got to be a great time of year for President Biden, because so much of Christmas is associated with electric trains. You know, Lionel? Woo-hoo! I mean, it's great. I'm sure he has some grandchildren who can, he can get the joy of playing with the trains. But those electric trains aren't going to be going the equivalent of 500 miles an hour, 500 to 580 miles an hour, which is what he promised for them. Okay, Dr. Gottlieb, anything to say. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, former health advisor and FDA director under the Trump administration, he said time is running out. Running out on what? Listen, this is clip 19.
But even if hospitalizations are substantially down with Omicron, on top of what we're seeing in New York, which is a rising flu epidemic right now, rising cases of Delta, New York isn't the only part of the country in this situation. You could have a very difficult situation where healthcare systems start to get pressed very hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We know Omicron moves very quickly. It does look like the tri-state region is going to be one of the hardest hit regions early on. Other parts of the country will probably experience Omicron a little bit later, but this variant is going to move much more quickly through the country than Delta did. So people who are waiting to get a booster to afford themselves a measure of protection against this variant, time is running out to do that.
Get your booster. When we come back, the big winner in the continuing battle over the Biden budget-busting Build Back Better bill, it almost surely will be Joe Manchin. The Wall Street Journal explains why. And there's a victim of one of those terrible tornadoes in the middle of the country who is inspiring the country. We'll tell you how in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.